Nation of Podcation.
Everybody, I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, and today we have an AEW All Out review. We have lots of stuff going on this weekend on AEW All Out. We had the AEW World Heavyweight Championship match with AEW World Heavyweight Champion Jon Moxley versus MJF, and Moxley couldn't use the paradigm shift. We had the Mimosa Mayhem match between Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy. And we had the AEW World Tag Team Championship match between champions Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page versus FTR with Tully Blanchard. Let's dive right in to All Out. All right, kicking off the show, we had a tooth and nail match between Dr. Britt Baker versus Big Swole. Listen, y'all, I have never, ever once given a match 0 stars. I'm trying my best to get through this recap without giving it a 0 star. This match was terrible. It was all over the place, backstage action. It was called a tooth and nail match. I didn't really get the whole point of it. I get it because Dr. Britt Baker, she's a dentist. I get it, but they're all backstage. They're fighting at this dentist office. There's a point where somebody gets stabbed with a syringe full of stuff to knock you out. Then they put the knockout gas on Dr. Britt Baker for the win. Big Swole gets the win here. I'm going to give it a half star just for the effort and just for these two trying to put on something here. But this match was terrible. Next up, we had the Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express. Now, this was a fun match here. Decent action, back and forth action. You know what you're getting with the Young Bucks. You're going to get set up, outside of the action. High spot. No tags, blind tags, slaps on the back. All the Bucks matches are pretty much the same. Kind of some controlled chaos in there with a little bit of tag team action in there. And wasn't really feeling it. So the Young Bucks get the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. This is the ascension of the Young Bucks. This is them starting to climb that ladder to make their way to the top to be the number one contenders for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Next up, we had the 21-man Casino Battle Royale. AEW has this tendency to want to put everybody on the roster in one match every single show that they do. So this one was no different. This is just a 21-man Battle Royal, but there are stakes on this one. The winner of this gets a shot at the winner of the AEW World Heavyweight Championship match. So this is the Casino Battle Royal rules. Basically, it's 5 men in, 3 minute intervals, another 5 men, 3 minute intervals, another 5 men. At the end, the 21st man is called the Joker because he's the last one. Joker's wild. I told you guys on my AEW Dynamite Go Home review, I told you guys it was gonna be either Lance Archer or somebody from Team Taz that got the win here. You guys know I called it. It was Lance Archer. He gets the win here. So he is now the number one contender to the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. I'm gonna give this match 1 star. Next up, we had Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara. You guys know how I've been feeling about Matt Hardy. Not feeling Matt Hardy in 2020. Go ahead and retire, my guy. Enjoy being rich, living with your wife, raising your kids. Be a mind backstage. Be the next Dean Malenko. Do some stuff like that. Help people put matches together. It's over for you in the ring, my friend. Prayers and shout out to Matt Hardy. He takes this bump off of another fucking forklift. These forklifts over the past couple weeks have been going crazy on wrestling. I'm sick of it. It's like we're going back to WCW in 1999. Anyway, he takes this sick bump and smacks his head on the concrete. The match is basically, they call it off because Matt Hardy's really, really hurt. They try to salvage it. They go to Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Excalibur, but it's just really bad here. Matt Hardy ends up finishing it. Sammy Guevara gets pushed off of some scaffold through these tables that were all set up. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Hopefully Matt Hardy's okay. Shout out to Matt Hardy. So at this point of the show, I was about over it. Honestly, this was about halfway through the show. I hadn't seen anything that I was really liking. Next up, we had the AEW Women's World Championship match between champion Hikaru Shida versus Thunder Rosa. Now, I just really have gotten hip to Thunder Rosa. I like her in the ring. To me, she's the best thing that AEW has. I'm really shocked that AEW or WWE or NXT have not signed Thunder Rosa. She's good in the ring. She makes good facials. She does good moves in the ring. She knows how to sell. She knows how to work. Shout out to Thunder Rosa. I like what you did in the ring. Hikaru Shida, she's decent in the ring. Still needs a little bit of work. I don't really like her charisma and stuff. She doesn't really have much of that. She can work in the ring. Decent match. I thought Thunder Rosa was going to take it home. Why not have her be the AEW and NWA Women's Champion? Let her be your new signee. But didn't go that way. Shida gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars. Next up, we had an 8-man tag team match with the Natural Nightmares and Matt Cardona, the former Zack Ryder and Scorpio Sky, versus Brody Lee, Colt Cabana, and the Dark Order. Once again, here's AEW's attempt to get every single person they have on the roster on the show. Did we really need this match? Did anybody really care about this match? I know this is Dustin trying to get retribution on the Dark Order for what they did to his brother Cody Rhodes and taking that TNT Championship belt from him, but I don't care. I'm not even really caring about Matt Cardona, even though the steroids look good on you, my friend. No drug policy in AEW, so do as you please. Shout out to Brody Lee and the Dark Order. They've been climbing the ranks as one of the best stables in wrestling. I like Brody Lee as the TNT champion and the way he won it. Way to dominate Cody Rhodes. This match, though, wasn't really feeling it. The Natural Nightmare, Scorpio Sky, and Matt Cardona get the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. All right, finally, we're at the point of the show where some real wrestling is about to start. We have the AEW World Tag Team Championship match with champions Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega versus FTR with Tully Blanchard. I like this match here a lot. This was my favorite match of the night here. FTR shows me why they are the best tag team in the damn world. Shout out to them. They can put on a phenomenal match with anybody, anytime, any place. You just tell them who to compete against and they're gonna show up and dominate. Shout out to both of them. Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, you smelled the dissension coming into this match from the Elite. All kind of problems going on in the Elite. FTR takes advantage of a mistake made by Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page. Knee to the face of Adam Page. He goes down. Chop block to the knee of Kenny Omega. Spike pile driver to Hangman Page. FTR gets the win and the new AEW World Tag Team Champions. I'm gonna give this match 3 stars. After the match, Hangman Page is looking for some help from Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega washes his hands with it. He's done with it. He leaves the ringside. He tells the Young Bucks as they're following Kenny Omega to the car, hey, you're either with me or you're with him. I'm out of here. Kenny Omega's gone. Next up, we had the Mimosa Mayhem match between Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy. I really liked their feud up until this match. I liked them both getting the win over each other. I liked the wrestling that they were doing, the underdog story going against the wily vet that's been the world champion everywhere he's been. I liked the story there, but this Mimosa Mayhem match, the only way to win is pinfall submission or to throw your opponent in the orange mimosa outside of the ring. Come on, man. I really wasn't feeling that. You know how this match is going to end. Just to save you guys some time here, Orange Cassidy knocks Chris Jericho into the orange mimosa and gets the win. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Next up, we have the AEW World Heavyweight Championship match between champion Jon Moxley, challenger MJF with Wardlow, and if Jon Moxley uses the paradigm shift, he is disqualified, and MJF is the new champion. Well, this was a decent match here, just what I expected from any Jon Moxley match. MJF, he's always good on the mic, always good in the ring, always has good facials, good work ethic, good work rate. I like what he does in the ring. Jon Moxley, hard hitting, outside of the ring, hardcore action. You know how Moxley gets down from his CZW days. Blood action here. I love what these two did in the ring. MJF looked like he was going to take home the victory here. Wardlow throws the AEW ring to MJF. He slides it on. Moxley sees that the referee's back turned, hits MJF with a paradigm shift. Moxley gets the win, 1-2-3, and retains the AEW championship. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars. So AEW All Out, I'm going to give it 2 stars. Just a whole bunch of stuff here that I really didn't care about. That Big Swole Britt Baker match, that, my friends, was the worst AEW match in the history of AEW. The Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express was decent, except we see that all the time on AEW Dynamite, so it was nothing really outside of what we see on AEW television. Lance Archer getting the win here. I like that. Like I said, it was either going to be him or Brian Cage. Brian Cage dominated in that match, though, in the 21-man Battle Royal, so I did like that. But Lance Archer gets the win. He was standing at the end looking at Jon Moxley because he's going to be challenging him next for that AEW World Heavyweight Championship. So excited to see what happens with FTR being the AEW World Tag Team Champions. Really, really excited to see what happens between Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. You know these two are about to start having a feud. Can't wait to see where they're going. I actually like seeing Kenny Omega as the heel. I don't like the dude. He just got one of those little snarly little I'm the shit kind of attitudes that, you know, he thinks he's tough, but he's just a little punk dude, and I'm just not really feeling Kenny Omega as a face. As a heel, though, I like it. All right, you guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.